We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. The coach is totally overmatched, and the quarterback is just not accurate enough to be a good enough NFL quarterback. And the simplification of this offense is to such an astounding level that it obviously makes, I think, a lot of us wonder, is it so simplified because the coach doesn't trust the quarterback to do more, or because it's just another example of the coach being a buffoon? Either way, one way or the other, that's a disaster. Either the coach is a buffoon, or the quarterback is not capable of processing more and the coach knows it. Or it's both. Good point, John.
It's not neither.
You're right. It could be both. Hey, Twitter, that's a good point. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the Craft Beer and Car Show is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, do you think Nick Sirianni will be the Eagles head coach next season? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll get to coming up shortly, Ray Dittinger ripping the Eagles coaches last night. We'll get to that real soon. Let's talk to Bennett right now. More reaction from last night. Bennett, you're on 94 WIP.
Yeah, how's it going? So it's hard to sit here and listen to this, man. RPO pass. There's a difference between RPO pass and a regular pass in play. Now,
yes.
Doug, you said it from the goal line. Did that for last year, three games in a row. First and goal from the 2 yard line. Instead of running miles three times in a row, do shotgun pass with Wentz, RPO pass, incomplete. Then we substitute Hurts in, but Wentz as a receiver, he blocks his heart out to get hurt, basically. He could have got hurt to run an RPO with Hurts. Now, Nick Sirianni, at least he doesn't run RPO pass all game. He doesn't run the ball. Been saying that for 2 years. You don't talk about Doug. Doug ran RPO pass. Linebackers wouldn't bite. Wentz is a drop-back quarterback. You talk about a drop-back quarterback. That's what Frank Wright is doing with Wentz and Indy. They're running the ball. They're going under center. They're making it easier on Wentz. If you bring Joe Flacco in right now, you don't think Nick Sirianni's going to go under center and run the ball? Joe Flacco can't run an RPO shotgun offense. So I can't judge Nick right away. I think he's running this offense off of Hurts, RPO run, off of Hurts.
He absolutely is. He absolutely
is. He can't go under center with Hurts. Wentz, I just don't get it. Doug didn't do that. Now, when the quarterback on an RPO pass, them 3 seconds to do the fake handoff kills you. Hurts isn't doing that on our pass plays. He's had the time to look at his first read and still can't find his first read, man. Wentz can. Like, if you sit here and go through film, I got pictures and film all through my phone. People don't even want to hear this. They don't want to hear football talk. Nick Sirianni at least doesn't design RPO pass all game. That helps.
Well, but Ben, he does a lot. Look, you got a lot of good points in there. I don't think they all are. I mean, I'll say this. I think Hurts and Wentz are both not good enough. So for what that's worth. Also, let's remember this, and this is an important point as well. When the Eagles used the RPO to great success in January and February of 2018 to win the Super Bowl, sort of remaking Nick Foles in the playoffs as they went along under the tutelage of John DeFilippo, Frank Reich, and Doug Peterson. Let's remember, the league was taken by storm in part because the league wasn't as good at stopping it.
Yes.
We're four years later, they've
discovered the answer.
Yes.
It feels like they're and for years people said, hey, this college stuff won't work in the NFL, so we're not even gonna try it. And then, you know, like the Wildcat thing, it worked for a bit, and then there was an answer. I mean, not a definitive, like, every time it's going to stop an answer, but stop it often enough that it's no longer a viable possibility. Doesn't it feel like this RPO thing where, man, Jalen just doesn't have a chance? When we're doing that same thing every time, doesn't it feel like the defense is, they've got our number at this point?
Well, and the irony, John, when I compared Sirianni to worse than Chip, that was the downfall of Chip in the end, is that the other team knew what was coming.
Right.
And it was simple. See, when Chip first burst on the scene in 2013, the defenses were caught off guard. But after 2 years, defensive coordinators, they decoded the Chip thing. He didn't change his stripes. And the other team just flat out knew what was coming. I mean, that was, at a nutshell, the most basic reason why Chip Kelly ultimately failed in the NFL. The other team knew what was coming.
And this Nick Sirianni's equally as predictable.
It's completely predictable. Completely. Now,
it's almost like a joke.
It is,
I would imagine
I agree
that
with you,
teams watching film of the Philadelphia Eagles, their defenses are sitting back and saying, get a load of this.
John, I agree with you.
Look at what they're trying to do.
I agree with
How
you.
How can
totally.
They think this will work?
I know.
And the problem is we don't seem to have a plan B.
Well, that's correct. Through six games.
We're sticking to our guns.
Correct.
You want to talk about stubborn? You want to talk about, like, doomed to failure?
Yeah.
You've got to change it. And you've got 10 days right now.
Totally agree. Let's hear Ray Dittinger after the game last night, because what we're saying, Ray said a lot of similar stuff. We all know this offense is a joke. And we all know that a lot of it goes on the coaching staff for the way they've constructed this offense, primarily Nick Sirianni. Here's Ray last night talking about the Eagles coaches, the Eagles offense, and what a failure this offense has been this year under these coaches.
The offensive staff here, the offensive coaching staff here, they really have to go back and they have to sit down and they have to really strategize this. Because what they're doing is, to me, off the charts dumb. You know, it's just, this isn't the way NFL offenses are supposed to function. There's nothing here that suggests that there's a rhythm or a pattern or a philosophy at work. Everything just seems so random. Let's just snap it to Jalen and let him try and make something out of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not his job to do. You as the coaches are supposed to put him in a better position than that. And way, way, way too often, they're not doing that.
And by the way, one thing I'll say, it's not the right word to say clarify what Ray said, but I'll just say this. There is a structure to it. It's just so simplified. The other team knows what it is, which is part of why Jalen has to start running around, because he looks at some of these wide receivers to throw the ball to, and the defensive backs, like, they know. I mean, he can throw it to the wide receiver, and it can be caught, and it'd be a negative two-yard play. So he holds the ball, and then that's when you get the illegal man downfield. Not that there was one of them last night. It's just, he just runs around. I mean, the whole thing is a farce. It's a complete joke.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Hold on, let me get out my piece of paper here to say breaking news on 94WIP is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. James Seltzer, what do you have?
Adam Schefter, trade. The Eagles are sending three-time Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz to the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for cornerback Tay Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round pick, sources tell ESPN.
Well, Zach Ertz is gone. He's been a great Eagle. We'll get to who the Eagles are getting back in a moment. John, I'll look to you if you can figure out who the heck that cornerback is and how good he is. I'll say this. Trades when your season has a chance to sink are not unexpected. And so this follows suit, and certainly follows suit with what Jay Glazer reported last night, which was a, you know, real possibility of an Ertz trade this week. There it is. You know, my first thought is, what an Eagle. Last night, the Eagles put Trey Thomas and John Runyon in the Eagles Hall of Fame, and that's exactly where Zach Ertz will be in about, you know, 5 to 8 years, whenever they want to dial up his number after his career is over. Whichever year that is, to put him in, and it'll be a great day at Lincoln Financial Field when they do. He is the one and only player in the history of professional football to catch the touchdown pass for the Philadelphia Eagles that won the Eagles the Super Bowl. And he was a lot more than just that, because he was a great player for a good stretch of about, you know, 5 or 6 years. He was a great member of the community. He's a great guy. Great guy. And obviously at the end it got, you know, not good here in the last, you know, call it 15 months or so. But he had a hell of a career. He made a tremendous impact on the history of Philadelphia sports. And so on one hand, certainly I'm sad to see Zach Ertz go. On the other hand, of course, it makes perfect sense. your season doesn't look like it's going in a good way, and you have a commodity that another team that is 5-0, by the way, could utilize. And so Arizona has decided to pull that lever and get him. John, your thoughts on Ertz, and then we'll get to the cornerback. I mean, we know what a fifth rounder represents, but we'll see if this corner's any good. But your thoughts on Ertz?
Oh, we need help. Sure, the cornerback will help. Well, the Cardinals are an amazing offense, cutting-edge offense with a great quarterback. But the tight ends that they had to throw it to were, I mean, Daryl Daniels and Demetrius Harris, guys that, you know, probably don't fit the bill. They've got a lot of playmakers there, and they just added one. Zach Ertz has a real opportunity to do damage in that offense. So, you know, excited for him. Yeah. He deserves the chance to, you know, revive his career a little bit, and I think he will.
And to see what he can do with probably greater opportunity, and let's be real, a team that's going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
good
already,
for him.
They're already
5-0. He should be thrilled at the team. You know, it's so difficult to even conceive of this, you know, moving across the country. He's been such a mainstay in Philadelphia, and what a great person.
Yeah, yes.
You know, he's done so much for the city. He and his wife have been wonderful.
Charity work is phenomenal.
Exactly.
Phenomenal.
So we'll certainly miss that. You know, I did not think they should have brought him back this year. I think a deal like this should have been struck last February or March. Would have been the optimal way to go about doing this. But how he stuck to his guns. And what was it? You said a fifth-round pick?
Fifth, correct.
So you end up getting a sixth-round cornerback in Tay Gowan and a fifth-round pick for him, which is a better haul than, you know, the whatever was reported they were offered,
it'll be a
sixth-round pick.
It'll be
something.
A late five for what it's worth. Arizona's going to be a team picking in the 20s or the 30s, you know, in the first round, meaning a late fifth-round pick. James?
But look, like – I guess you got marginally better value for Zach Ertz. I think you could have done without a lot of the drama and distraction had you just settled for less in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So I think this was mismanaged. I think it's unfortunate because, you know, Zach's legacy is tarnished somewhat because of this experience.
Yeah, it was an
it got ugly.
It was an unfortunate last 15 or 18 months. James, in a word or a phrase, you feel what after hearing Zach Ertz just get traded?
Sad. I think it's the right move. I'm okay with it, but I'm sad. I mean, who's made more big catches for the Philadelphia Eagles than Zach Ertz? Who? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no one in the last 40 years.
Certainly.
So I guess you're probably going back to Carmichael, you know. And
he's an all-time Eagle. Zach Ertz is an all-time
Eagle. Yeah, he is an all-time Eagle. I agree. All right, well, your reaction and opportunity to weigh in on the Eagles trading Zach Ertz. I think sad but the right move, as James pointed out, is probably a fair way to put it. Dallas Goedert's leverage in a contract negotiation presumably goes up because, you know, in theory, the Eagles could have said no to Goedert to fall back on Ertz if they wanted to keep him. It was a unique situation. The two players were going to be a free agent at the same position in the same offseason. So scratch Ertz off that list. Goedert's leverage, I think, goes up, him and his agent. And hopefully the Eagles can lock up Goddard to a long-term deal. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie up ahead, the Bad of the Bone Award. There was a lot of bad last night. We'll address that in your phone calls all show on 94 WIP.
Pro football and college football are in full swing, and the Park Sportsbook app has you covered. It's the only sports book and casino app that I recommend. They're based right here in the Delaware Valley. So Parks is the home team for sports betting. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, a risk-free bet of up to $500. What a great deal this is. And you'll have so much fun with live in-game betting, which lets you bet while you watch the game. Bet more than the score. Bet player performances like passing and rushing yards, touchdowns. You can bet the halftime score, bet who scores first, and so much more. Get in on the action right now. New customers, sign up and get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Check out the pro football slate of games this weekend, or you could put your risk-free bet toward pro basketball futures. Some good value here. Who will win the title? Brooklyn's 2.3 to 1. LA's 3.75 to 1. Philadelphia, we're feeling hopeful at 16-1. New York's 80-1. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has the terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.